You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR, 8.55 on the AM dial, 9.30 every Sunday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And we've got old Three Trees here. Is he here?
G'day, g'day, g'day.
And
good morning, everyone.
The Southeast Shadow.
Good morning, brothers.
It's a big shadow.
It's been a big week. It's been a massive week, hasn't it, really?
It has, mate.
Started off Monday.
We got here,
Dan. Yeah, started off Monday with the Concrete Gang do, which is awesome.
Which is probably the best way to start.
I wish to do that every week.
Yeah. A few sore heads.
Oh, man. We definitely kicked it in the guts, that's for sure.
Beautiful.
50 years, yeah. Set it up for another 50.
Yeah. Shout out to Foxy for helping us out.
And the Levison for hosting us. It was fantastic.
Scarlett and all the girls, Alana.
Alana, Deanna.
Jade, on the door.
All on the door doing the Lord's work.
The cake was amazing.
The cake was nice, wasn't it? It was something else.
Yeah.
It's better than that other cake at the 40th anniversary one.
It weighed like 25 kilos or something.
After I was finished with it, it was weighed 20.
Yeah. That's right. And obviously, our first prize winner was drawn and won. It was Matt Fulton. He won it. He was on, I think he was on 435 Burke. So
congratulations.
He's had his $5,000 transferred, and he'll come in next week for his little photo shoot, and we'll get it online. And second prize was
one of the chip.
He worked for our dryer.
And he came in, and got it the other day.
He came in Tuesday morning
and
straight away.
He was as happy as a pig and shit from what we.
There's
could
a
see.
Photo up on the website. Yep. So the prizes did exist. Yep, which they almost didn't, thanks to Campo.
Another great fucking what would we say? Snap defeat from the jaws of victory. Yep.
Beautiful. And Mr. Billboard came through with the goods. It was touch and go for a while.
Reedy Reed.
The delivery came at 11:30 on the day. But
hey, mate,
come through.
It's all about getting there, mate. As long as it gets there is the main thing.
Although he's good at getting a truck bogged here and there, you know. He has been known to bog a truck.
Yeah, he pulled us out of a situation there. Anyway, that was very good, mate.
Nah, thanks a lot. We appreciate everyone that come through and sponsored us, because without that, we wouldn't exist. So
definitely.
It was a good day.
For all your lifting needs, Reed Cranes.
Ooh.
Just tune into the show. I'm pretty sure we'll be bagging him towards the end of it.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd probably make the scallywag.
Again.
In the same show.
There's no guarantee the crane's going to be upright by the end of the day.
No, there's zero guarantees. Zero guarantees. You know. No, but at the end of the day, look, it was a great do. It was good to see all the old heads there.
Yeah, we had a lot of retired members come down, which this is their way of finding out what's going on.
So
they've got no idea if they're getting their info from us.
Some absolute crackers down there with some good stories told as well.
Yeah, Donnie Russ come down, which is grouse. Yeah. You know? So, no, it was good. It was a good day.
We would have had a few cans of Melbourne there if I'd have thought.
That's right.
He was
going right.
The old lunchtime special.
And the weather was good. It was all good.
Really nice.
Oh, I just got the name of the prize. The first prize obviously went to Matt Fulton, you're correct there. Second prize toolkit went to Mark Collie.
Yeah.
From Andrea. Third prize was the $500 merch voucher went to Joe Caratozololo.
Yep.
Sorry if I butchered your name.
I'm pretty sure you did.
So yeah, thanks for being part of it all, and you know what, it all makes a difference in the end. You know,
congratulations,
Community Radio. We don't have the multi-millionaire backers that all these other shit news stations have. Just tell you lies because they're sponsored to tell you lies. That's, you know,
yeah.
We can come in here and say what we want because it's Community Radio. You know.
Mm. Yeah, and the week started off great, and then it sort of took a turn for the worse pretty quickly, didn't it?
It definitely torpedoed. I thought on Monday or on Tuesday, getting public transport in to get the cars we thought we were rock bottom then, but we didn't know. We could go way lower than that, you know.
Yeah,
a brother, Corey, he had his own dramas trying to get home on the bus.
Yep. The trains were out, so he got the bus, didn't get home till 4:30. So lucky he's on leave.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's you never drink and drive, so that's what we do. Right. Being responsible.
That's right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Getting public transport. It's actually handy. You can tap on with your
card now,
your bank card now. Yeah, you don't need a Mikey anymore. Yeah. Who'd have thought common sense?
You need a phone for that, don't you?
Yeah, that's a low blow by the shadow. Yeah,
right.
But then and then it torpedoed into another week of
tough week. Tough week. Wednesday, was it Wednesday?
Look, Wednesday was a tough day for the industry as a whole.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we had a death on one of the jobs in South Bank. We had an excavator fall into a hole in a job in Paran.
Yep. That was all on the Wednesday? Wednesday?
It was on the Wednesday. Paran job, there was no casualties. There was no one hurt, no one killed, which is, we're lucky there.
That's right.
It was really...
That was a job we were at to the week before.
That was the job we were
just looking at the way the machine was.
Could have been bad. Looking at the whole excavator, obviously the roll cage saved the operator because it landed. Oh, yeah. It rolled, but it didn't go into the hole. If it had rolled into the hole, we could be having a very different conversation.
Yeah.
We thought we got out lucky there. And then obviously on the job in South Bank, we had a member pass away. I don't know if the
Tony Radden. He's a long-term member. I think he's been a member since 1998.
Far out.
He's worked for Form 700, I think, pretty much his whole working career, 28 years. So we're not 100% sure what happened, but what's come to light is that he wasn't feeling great, was up in the core and was coming down to go to first aid to get some treatment. And on his way down onto the main deck, don't know what's happened, but it looks like he's had an episode, whether it be a heart attack or something like that, and he's fallen down. And everyone went to his aid. You know, hats off to George Bowles out there and Dale, the Peggy, and a few others on site, which went out there, tried to revive him, doing compressions, got the defib, but unfortunately he couldn't be saved. So
sad news.
So that was pretty terrible, you know. It's affected everyone. So we went out there on the day, obviously the job went home, then the next day, got everyone in, had a meeting, got Incolink, which were brilliant, and hats off to Multiplex, they were all good.
Yeah.
They said we're canning the job for the day as well. So we went out there, had all the appropriate people out there to have a chat to if you weren't feeling right. We hung around for probably 3-4 hours, and I know, as bad as it was, when we said, you know, the job's done, everyone go home, we'll hang around. If you need to speak to councillors, we'll be here.
Mm.
It wasn't like a normal day. You know, you send the job home, they're flying out the gate.
Yeah.
People hung around for 2-3 hours. You know, everyone's it's hit everyone pretty hard, you know.
And it affects everyone, definitely, like you said.
And it's definitely, you know, hats off to Nick the Greek. I spoke to him last night. He was breaking down, and he stopped all work on that job for the whole week, you know, from 4700. They won't be working. They didn't have to work all week, and everyone put their arms around each other, and we'll, no doubt, if we need to do a pull-ups for him with the family, we will. But he's left behind a wife and a 19-year-old daughter. So
condolences to them, eh?
Just sort of highlights the high-risk industry we do work in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You listen to these politicians talk to us like we're out here getting the gravy train every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We deal with these. You know, I mean, if you have a heart attack, maybe in the middle of the road or something, You hit by a car, you have a heart attack just in a dining room, but
and we know how tight some of these spaces are that we work in, you know.
And this is what, look, there's no getting around it. It is the dangerous, most, one of the most dangerous industries that 100%. People are operating in.
That's right.
So, obviously, like the brother Rhett said there, we had the first aiders kick in straight away. Yeah. Everyone tries their best to give everyone a fighting chance until responders get there. But sometimes you just, you know, you come up short and it's just a sad day, you know.
And we're lucky we got these guys that are trained too around.
Yeah,
our first aiders and first responding guys. Yeah.
And like you said, we have everyone around them.
Yeah.
You know, bouncing the action, trying to help them. And it's affecting everyone differently. You know what I mean? And don't be afraid to speak up and say 100%. Something, because that's the worst thing you can do, sit and bottle it all up. Go speak to anybody. Ring the office, union office. No one will ever turn you away.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or even just speak to a stranger, whatever. Just say to them, look.
How old is he?
54.
54. Sorry. Yeah. And it goes to show, you know, you got to get checked out.
Yeah, 100%.
I was talking to someone the other day and they said, like, as soon as you hit 40, every birthday after that, you should be going and getting a checkup.
Yeah.
You know, just a full service. So
it's not a bad idea. Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Not the same.
Yeah, 100%.
Like it could be the difference, I guess.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
But it just goes to show there's no us and them with the bosses and all that when this thing happens. Yeah, everyone bands together and it was, it is what it is. And then we had the incident down in Hickory with the crane. They were lifting a load on a bit of a dodgy pallet, it seems. But the investigation is still going on. It was like all, what would you say? They were Christmas treeing two pallets, which had trims in them, you know, for the window blocks and screws and all that.
Facade stuff.
Yeah. Looks like it's got up pretty high. Like, it's all, obviously, it's all coming out now, but we don't know the exact it looks like it got up to about level 12 and the pallet's split in half virtually and the contents has come back down on the the bloke was on the truck working for the window company sorting out which pallet goes where, you know. So but he's very fortunate to be alive. He's got a broken collarbone, broken ribs, and it's in a lot of pain, and looks like he could have a punctured lung, but he's super lucky to be here. Yeah, and there was another thing, there's, because it was down at Collins Wharf, I probably got this wrong, but it was east-west divers, they were working on the pier. One of them was an ex-paramedic, he was in the water, they saw it happen, got him up, got him on the boat, he ran over and did all the business, both of them, to keep him, get him stable till the ambos got there. So that was an
amazing
shout
out to them, mate.
Yep. And then another thing, we went down there, obviously that job went home on the Thursday. Back out there Friday, had a toolbox. Council was out there because a few people were pretty affected by it, you know.
Yeah, it was a few rattles.
And then they ended up, they were in the sheds most of the day Friday and they're doing a full safety audit. And, you know, credit where credit's due, the management there were brilliant. They were in just as much shock and hurt by it as everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone just banded together and did what they had to do. There was no pushback and
move
forward, and we'll get some things in places that these pallets do. Either they don't come out in the job, and if they do, they don't get lifted off the fucking truck.
If it doesn't look right, most likely isn't right.
100%.
So, you'd
something
rather speak up, say something.
Yeah.
Lessons learnt.
See someone get hurt, you know.
100%. Yeah, that's right.
And then just to touch back to that excavator incident, obviously that was our friends at Adam Brown again. Obviously we were out there the week before. Job just has had a disastrous run with
second
delegates. Obviously there's a lot of safety breaches on the job that we were working through. We were in the process of discussing what was going to happen with the HSR, and then the excavator's then fallen into the hole.
Yep.
Like I said, very lucky. If the excavator's gone all the way in,
lucky,
could be having a different story.
Exactly.
Obviously Adam Brown then had to close off the street. We had to get people in to assess whether it was still stable to lift and all that there.
That was the second incident with the excavator on that side of the street.
Adam Brown works safe, and ourselves were out there multiple times going over. There's a stay that cable that holds the high voltage power lines. That's in the way, so they have to do it a certain way. If the high voltage power line was, or the stay cable was gone, this wouldn't have been
as
big an issue. You would have just used a long grab excavator.
Last time they hit it.
Obviously, everyone was pretty shaken up. Job went home on the day. The next day, there wasn't no one on site the next day.
Yeah.
They're going rectifying a lot of stuff. And I think the site just started fired up Friday morning again. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just for cleanup.
Yep.
Getting the job back in shape. The job needs a fucking reset.
Yeah.
To be pretty
And you sack your HSR for that.
Yeah. Anyway, we're in the process of trying to sort that out now. Well, but like I said, the gift that keeps on giving.
You wouldn't expect anything less from all.
Yeah. But look, at the end of the day, We could have been dealing with a lot more deaths this week.
Yeah, exactly, you know, right.
It's sad that we've lost one person, but...
And that's a remote. We're coming into this silly season now, push towards the end of the year. We've got grand final week coming up, then Melbourne Cup, and we're at the end of the year. Yeah, so this is the time to really just take a step back.
And today's a special day too. Yeah. Father's Day.
Yeah.
So. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. For all the fathers out there.
That's right. That's right.
Probably should have started the show with that.
I know.
Well,
well
done.
No, but
well done, Sparrow.
Happy Father's Day to me.
We'll put that on you.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
But like we said, after the death also, I probably should touch on, a lot of your jobs were all stopped and the BIG policy was enacted. Everyone was toolboxed about what happened, observed a minute's silence, full safety audits are done, and the jobs were progressively let back out to work. So good shout out to all the delegates who did their job and kicked in, done what was required. You know what I mean?
100%.
Big shout out to everybody.
We cut to a track. Yep. What are we going out with?
What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
Yep, and that's it. There it was.
What a track, hey?
What a track.
Still going. Never ends the bloody thing.
Play it again. Come on, just play it again.
That's right.
Probably wasn't the best, on the best job song, sites, song choice.
All the steel fixes.
Yeah, yeah. No,
with the boom boxes.
Yeah, that was from one of the Steve Fixon brothers. That's right. Me the other day.
Oh, was it?
Oh, mate, they love it, mate. They love it.
For sure.
You never get in between a Steve Fixer and a boom box.
I'll tell you. JBL. They must be sponsored.
Nick the Greek made that fatal mistake almost one time.
Yeah.
He went, he fucked one of the fucking Steve Fixer's radios in the bin.
Bullshit.
Didn't happen to know that the biggest Steve Fixer on the deck was almost 7 foot tall and fucking 3 foot wide. And he was getting held back by a heap of people. They really just stormed off.
You don't stuff around with those things, mate.
He stormed off, and then he gave the boss money to buy the guy a new radio.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Got the speaker in one arm and the box of beer in the other.
KFC, juggling.
And the
KFC.
Coronas.
Coronas, that's it.
KFC and Corona go a long way.
Oh, do they ever?
What
else has been happening? What's going on with this? What's the fast food union?
Oh, yeah, Raffle. Oh, yeah. The fast food and retail workers union have formed their, rank and file have formed their own union.
What is it, RAFFWU?
Yeah. And they're not interested in the SDA. They're not interested in puppet unions, obviously. So they start their own. And then Ben Carroll's trying to stop them from being formed, being legitimised.
Why?
Because probably because that's what the workers want.
Because it's sticking up for workers.
Yeah, so you see like a, I wouldn't call them militant, like, but you turn around and you vote for who you want.
Yeah, that's right.
You're entitled to join who you want.
That's right.
No one can tell you who to join and who you can't join, right? But the reality of it is, if you form together with your rank and file brothers and sisters and started your own union, to worry about your benefits and your,
especially if you come from the floor.
It's 100%. 100%. Rather than some other union that all they're interested in, is working with the bosses. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah,
and they're being told what to do.
Yeah, 100%. So, but they're out there having a crack.
Good on them.
I think they've got a bit of a rally coming up.
Yeah, they do. They were back in the route.
MUA? Was it the MUA dispute then? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a few of them. They're good on them, mate.
It's on good. A Saturday, so.
No, that's good to see. You know what I mean? Small unions start, you know I mean, when new people have a crack.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Then they grow into massive unions. So, yeah, it's good to see other unions out there actually having a dip, you know?
Nah, it's gross.
What's on for the long weekend?
Probably a bit of dinner. Go out for dinner.
KFC and Coronas.
KFC, Coronas, and the JBL. Don't forget the JBL. I'll get the microphones out too. Do a bit of karaoke, eh?
They love a bit of karaoke, don't they?
Yeah, 100%.
There's great singers amongst them as well.
Yeah, there is. There I tell you. Then the fisticuffs after that. That's the best part.
Billy Cassidy was a good singer.
He was a great singer. Yeah, he was too. Robert Hoof back in the day.
Yeah.
No, but and also we've got to do a bit of a shout out to old Mickey Kay. His mother passed away.
Yes.
So he's over in New Zealand at the minute. He missed the thing. I was talking to his good friend Sammy. He was filling me in about it. So
And the tries,
yes, that's right. Beer Try lost his mother.
Yep.
So condolences to those people. And it's
geez, it's been a bit of a morbid show.
It's a very morbid show. I wish I had something better to give you, but yeah. It's the sad reality of doing this show.
And we're all going a bit of cheerio to Jade Llewellyn.
Llewellyn. That's right. She's our paralegal. She's giving it away.
Moving on to greener pastures.
100%. I wish it was going too. But anyway. She finished up on Friday, and thanks for all the hard work that she's done.
All the best to her.
Had a bit of a morning tea for her.
She done a lot of hard work for the Concrete Gang there on
100%
on Monday. So thank you very much, and we wish you all the best.
Good luck to the future.
Good luck to her for sure.
What else is going on? What's happening in the Southeast these days?
We've got a bit of a thing on with John Hollins and asbestos HEPA filters in the excavator machines.
Oh really?
So there's a bit of a thing going on at the moment. They're trying to use a cheaper
second rate John Holland's going to the lesser
option. They're going to the lesser option, so
that
the
doesn't boys... sound like foreign on John Holland's to me.
Chinese Communist Party John
what they told WorkSafe was going to happen was the highest level of
control, safety,
they've kind of gone
what they got cheap, they got a cheaper model. They must have got a deal. Total Tools,
maybe someone
they
know has a filter shop. They
might have a safety shop, and
where there's confusion, there's money.
Yeah, that's right. That's getting sorted.
It's going to end up costing them more because they're going to be useless, and they're going to have to buy the correct ones, aren't they?
Yeah. One of them said, "Oh, those filters aren't readily available." But you go to all the other demo mobs and all that, and they've all
got them. No worries.
So yeah,
they're not readily available. If you don't want to pay money for them.
Exactly right.
Not to mention, not that you want to hedge all your bets on WorkSafe, but WorkSafe have recommended these ones too, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. So
and they're just going bump bump. These ones are $5 cheaper. Yeah. We'll get a few of them.
Yeah. Exactly
We'll pay some goose to sit there and rewrite the history.
Oh, Jesus, we're at the end of the show. So Scallywags.
Mm. All right, bro.
Holland Brown, second HSRs. Yeah. That's it. No other nomination.
Oh, no, there's plenty of others.
Yeah.
Throw
them all in.
John Owens. Who was Ben Carroll.
Yeah.
Goose.
Nasty human.
The Dockers.
Which one? Oh, the Dockers.
Three.
Oh, they'll be looking
at
one.
Not the actual Dockers.
They didn't even turn up, did they?
Those Hawks were on fire, mate.
40-72 or something.
Yeah, look, I don't want to brag.
You'd
brag
for Hawthorn, wouldn't you?
I don't want to brag, mate.
Don't say Hawk in here, please.
It could be a Geelong Hawthorn Grand Final.
Scare me when you say that.
Yeah. So we're going out with Island Brown.
100%.
And Suki Lala.
Suki.
I reckon John Hollins. But then you got Ben Carroll. He's a rat.
John Owens.
You make a great point, brother.
Ben Carroll. And we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, boss.
And we're going out with Daddy Cool. She's crazy like a fool. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.